friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
South Carolina police officer pulls over car for running red light, then driver mouths, "Help me." Written by Adam Staden, read by Adam Staden. A South Carolina police officer's attention to detail during a traffic stop resulted in a woman rescued from a man wanted for a shooting. Everyone is familiar with the phrase, "It's the little things that matter." That can apply to about any and every situation, whether it's writing and sending a company-wide email, baking a cake, or building a table, attention to detail is key. It can often be the difference between success and failure. Paying close attention to detail is what likely led to an officer in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, saving a woman being held against her will. The situation began in the early morning hours on May 28th when officer Kayla Wallace with the North Myrtle Beach Police Department spotted a white Jeep run a red light. Kayla, who happened to be patrolling in that area, immediately tracked down the Jeep and initiated a traffic stop. When Kayla approached the Jeep, she noticed that a female was driving with a man sitting in the passenger seat. As Kayla was conducting the traffic stop, she picked up on something rather odd. Kayla, when talking to the female driver and the male driver, noticed a female driver signaling to her for help. She mouthed, "Help me," repeatedly. She only did this, though, when the male passenger wasn't looking at the woman driving the Jeep. Kayla, who picked up on this distress signal, separated the two of them. She put the male passenger in the back of her cop car and then talked to the female driver. Kayla learned that the woman driving the Jeep was being held against her will. The male passenger was wanted in connection to an early shooting in the area. The male suspect had even forced the female to drive him at gunpoint. At some point after Kayla learned about the scary and potentially dangerous situation, a call went out over on police dispatch radio to be on the lookout for the white Jeep. Kayla was unaware that any shooting had happened when she pulled over the Jeep. In her report following the incident, Kayla wrote, "The female driver stated that she was under so much stress that she did not see the stoplight was red." The 29-year-old male passenger, Collins Bates, was taken into custody. He faces a number of charges in connection to the shooting, including attempted murder and kidnapping. Thank God for Officer Kayla Wallace's attention to detail and quick thinking. She likely saved the driver of the Jeep from severe injury and possibly death. Rescue the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 82:4.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Four children survived for 40 days after plane crash in jungle, and their story is incredible. Written by Adam Staden, read by Adam Staden. Four children were rescued following a deadly plane crash in Colombia's Amazon jungle after spending 40 days in the wilderness. The Bible is filled with miracles and events that involve divine intervention. Parting the Red Sea, David killing Goliath, Daniel surviving the lion's den, and Jesus feeding the 5,000 are just a few of the many miracles mentioned in God's Word. However, while those acts of divine intervention are recorded in the Bible, many people would argue that miracles do not happen anymore. They would say that God does not reach down his hand and intervene today. But the best way to describe what happened in one South American country is to call it a miracle. On May 1st, a single-engine plane was attempting to travel from one city in Colombia to another when the aircraft experienced engine failure. Soon after one of the plane's pilots reported the problem, the aircraft disappeared from radar. On board the plane at the time were seven people, four children, their mother, and two pilots. 2 weeks after the plane went missing, authorities finally arrived at the crash site. After coming upon the plane's wreckage, the bodies of the three adults, including the children's mother, were found. They had all perished in the crash. The children who were on the flight were nowhere to be found. Instead, those assisting in the search and rescue efforts did find something else. Tiny footprints. The markings on the ground, along with partially eaten fruit and other recovered materials, made crews believe the children may be alive. Then on Friday, June 9th, after weeks of searching for the four children, ages 13, 9, 4, and 1, crews found the siblings alive. The children, especially a 13-year-old, showed ingenuity. Using items from the plane and materials found in the jungle, she kept herself and her siblings alive. The children kept themselves alive using 3 pounds of flour from the plane for food. They also snacked on berries in the jungle. The 13-year-old also used baby formula from the plane and water to keep the 1-year-old fed. However, the most ingenious part of their survival is how they protected themselves from the dangerous predators in the jungle. The children took refuge inside tree trunks, shielding themselves from snakes and other creatures. What an astounding story of survival. And Jesus, looking at them, said, "With men, this is not possible, but with God, all things are possible." Matthew 19:26.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.